We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, girls, apparently your man is useless when it comes to cleaning.
That's what my wife's been saying, and I always agree with her. I'm like, you're right, honey.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it. But there's this woman, she tweeted, and her post went viral when she wrote about her husband when they were going to clean up the house. The guests were coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Said instead of cleaning obvious places like the kitchen, he'll do unimportant tasks like scrubbing the attic walls.
What?
I think that guys get distracted when, you know, you're asking them to help clean up the house. And they do other things. That led to other women starting to post about their men.
Okay, if you're scrubbing the attic walls, either you're desperate to get out of cleaning.
Yeah.
Or you are a dumb person.
Okay.
It's usually hot in an attic.
Well, not during the winter.
Well, I'm sure they
but
weren't.
It's not winter.
I think he was. She was
spring cleaning.
She's just making a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to judge someone for being dumb.
That's
useless
dumb.
Little helpful things they do.
But other women did chime in.
I would have understood if they said like cleaning off the side of his toolbox or scrubbing down his toolbox. Then I would have been like, I could see that.
Some of the other examples were organizing the laundry room shelves. Like
yeah,
you got
that's important.
You got company coming over. So you want to do a clean sweep of the big areas because, you know, they're not going to be in your laundry room.
Yeah.
Okay. Power washing the deck off.
Well, that's not bad.
Okay, but that takes a long time.
It's not
and
a
when
last
you
minute.
Start that, yeah, you yeah. start that, what? It's going to take a while.
If you were going to be on the deck, though.
Yeah.
Matching all the socks in the sock drawer.
This doesn't make any sense to me.
Could be a sock hop.
Okay. And then one of the women said that they shared their text about their husband tore apart the shed the day before their wedding. So I guess they were going to have a wedding out back, and he tore apart the shed for this wedding
yeah.
ceremony. So he decided to do that instead of help her clean up.
You know, sometimes we wonder why you guys do what you do and how you go about doing it, because it doesn't make any sense.
You know what we wonder? Why you go out with those guys, because I never did anything
You're
like
perfect,
this.
You're perfect, though.
Okay. I'm not perfect, okay. But I never understood. Like, I'd be in love with some girl, and she'd be with the guy that would tear apart the shed before their wedding in the backyard, and I would be thinking, why are you even with him?
Okay, Tom, you can't identify with this. I can, okay?
Oh, God.
Because we got a friend, Cato. You and I both know him. And I'll just say his first...
Well, I already know because we only have one in common.
Oh, okay, okay,
so
okay.
I know who you're talking about.
Anyway, his
Is it
wife,
Scooter?
No. It's Shannon. But I'm not going to say his name.
Oh, you guys have two friends in common.
Okay. I know who you're talking
so
about.
So anyway, his wife asked him to clean up because they're going to have company come over. So... he gets distracted, and he takes the faucet apart in the kitchen and was scrubbing. She comes back, and she just lets him have it because he's, like, scrubbing the little bitty, you know, the sink particles off
yeah.
with a toothbrush. And took him an hour and a half to do that.
You know, it's great. It needs to be done.
Yeah, but not
great,
for a big clean sweep.
But no.
Yeah. I understood that one.
Okay.
Now, why do you think that the guys are doing this? Is it something that they have on their to-do list that they want to do? So when she says, we got to clean, he just picks it out of his mind. Oh, yeah, I said I was going to scrub that one day.
I think he's just in there cleaning the kitchen. He's like, oh, look at this thing. And the next thing you know, he's got it apart, and he's getting it all clean.
He's distracted. I'm like, he wants to make sure every part's clean. I mean, I think I have that problem.
I'm
like,
sure I did.
You know, what you need to do, women need to be specific with what you want to clean up, because I mean, I know I've organized – you know, our DVDs in alphabetical order.
Just in time for company.
Yeah. No, just go ahead. I'm dusting off the DVDs before you know it. Like, well, let me just go ahead and put them in alphabetical order.
It might have been a CD listening party.
You never
Make
know.
Make it easy for your guests.
Yeah.
See, I actually understand this. You were just giving weird examples. I did this right before we went to Mexico for spring break.
Okay.
I'm packing up, and I noticed that my electric razor needed cleaning. Mm-hmm. So I'm packing. Yeah. We're trying to get everything ready to go to the airport. And I'm over there with a toothbrush cleaning out the little razor blades on my razor because it needed cleaning.
Yeah.
How could a woman ever want to be with a guy like
okay,
that?
Okay, I didn't disassemble a shed in my backyard before a wedding. That's not the same thing.
The plane's about to leave and you're cleaning your razor.
The plane
was
not about to leave.
They were beeping the horn.
Yes.
It was not even the same day.
Pilots out there.
No horn.
I mean, and if a woman were to say, honey, why don't you vacuum? They'd be like, stop nagging.
No,
Stop telling me what to do.
Gosh. I disagree. I think that if you be specific, we'll know exactly what you want us to do.
That's not true, because what would happen with me is I would get the vacuum out. I'd notice there's some hair wrapped around that roller.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, that's got to get out of there. I'd take apart the roller, start pulling the hair out.
And then when you do get it going, you're cleaning the blinds and the closet and the corners of the room.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
when I get it done, I'm like, honey, I am wore out now. Here, the vacuum's ready.
Exactly. So, anyway, guys just kind of get distracted with some, you know, little details while we're cleaning.
Did you notice the microphone?
That microphone does
work
look
on that
nasty.
That looks you guys, really work gross. On that
wow.
Minute.
But you know why? Because you eat, Tom.
You're right.
You eat. Oh, that was gross. A cheese ball right there, a little cheese dust.
Not anymore. What are we supposed to be doing?
We're supposed to be wrapping up this conversation.
Good idea.
Well, hold on. Let me clean the microphone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.